Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
What are you doing to encourage everyone on your team to take personal responsibility for their performance? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so that you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving the relationship with your customers. This week, I want to challenge your thinking and ask you to drop your defenses as we discuss creating an organization based on ownership rather than trying to hold people accountable. And if the initial reaction to my ask is, seriously, the difference between ownership and accountability is just semantics, I know I've got my work cut out for me today, but I'm up for the challenge, so let's jump right in. I can't tell you how many times I've talked to a business owner and heard them discuss how they were holding their team accountable. Every time I hear that phrase, I instinctively begin to ask a series of probing questions. I ask questions like, how exactly are you holding them accountable? Who's setting the goals for what you're holding them accountable for? What happens when they miss the mark or don't achieve the goals? And if you're not there, who steps in to hold them accountable? In many cases, the answers are solid and reasonable, but there's an air of being controlled or closely observed. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not the worst way to run a business or lead a group of individuals. There are far too many business owners who fall well short at the idea of holding their team accountable. They may talk a big game, but when you dig into what really happens, there's little holding anyone accountable going on in the business. This kind of business owner rarely addresses shortfalls in sales, or the many quality issues that are being reported, or a serious complaint by a supplier or customer. They're more likely to go into defense mode and start justifying the outcomes and giving the responsible person the benefit of the doubt for the umpteenth time. This kind of business owner is far too worried about possibly losing an employee rather than getting excited about what could be possible if they hired a self-motivated superstar. And while we could spend our entire time today discussing ways to move from no accountability to some accountability, I'm not sure that that would be the best use of our time. I'd rather focus on ways to move from any kind of responsibility to a business defined by extreme ownership. I believe this move is the one that will transform an average business into an industry leader that's difficult to compete with. Something tells me that's the kind of business you could get excited to own. So let's focus on two very specific book resources today to help us put some meat on the bones of transforming your business into one based on extreme ownership. If you've not read the book, Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink, then that's your first homework assignment for today. Jocko was a Navy SEAL for 20 years and shares the lessons he learns in what it takes to create a unit or business that's comprised of people who take extreme ownership of their assignments. Jocko suggests there are four laws of combat. These four laws apply to the field of the battle, whether a military fight or a competitive business fight. The first law is cover and move, meaning that teammates protect one another, taking turns providing cover while the other moves forward. In business, this applies to departments or different functions of the business. They must coordinate activities, support one another, and avoid infighting. The second law is simple, which suggests that the plans and objectives must be broken down into simple, executable pieces to ensure success. Avoid the big, complex plans or goals where you often find the individuals getting confused or overwhelmed. The third law is prioritize and execute, which refers to how we establish the step-by-step processes to be followed, then work through each step methodically and thoroughly until we've successfully achieved our mission or objective. The fourth law is decentralized command, meaning we must not micromanage our teams as they execute the processes we have already thought through, created, and shared as our standard operations. We've got to trust them to execute the way they've been trained to perform. Sounds pretty straightforward, doesn't it? With these four pretty solid laws baked into our business, everyone can easily and consistently take ownership for their assigned tasks. So where's the problem? Well, it may be in that there's infighting between functions or roles in your business, violating the cover and move law. Or it may be that your plans or growth objectives are too complex and have too many moving parts, violating the simple law. Or it may be that you haven't defined and documented your step-by-step processes on how work should get done, violating the prioritize and execute law. Or it may be that all the meaningful decisions go through you or your number two person, rather than allowing your team members to make decisions themselves, violating the decentralized command law. To be honest, far too many businesses fall short in more than just one of these four critical laws of warfare. Perhaps it's time to change that. Get the book and see how it relates to how you lead your team. Chances are you'll learn some great lessons from someone who's led with bullets flying over their head. The second resource I want to share today is a book titled The Four Disciplines of Execution by Sean Covey. It's one of my go-to favorites. I recommend it to all of my clients, and we use it often when we're trying to build a business driven by a radically engaged team. If you've not read The Four Disciplines of Execution, you must get it and read it. It'll change the way you think about accountability and ownership, I guarantee. The concepts are simple, and as you probably guessed, there are four basic concepts of what Sean calls disciplines. Here's a brief overview as a teaser for you. Discipline number one is focus on the wildly important. The idea is to establish your WIG, your wildly important goal. It's the one thing you're trying to accomplish in the near term. It may be over the next quarter or over this next year. I particularly like how they prompt you to ask the question, if every other area of your operation remained at its current level of performance, what's the one area where change would have the greatest impact on the result? Figure this out, and you'll have defined your WIG, your wildly important goal. This needs to be defined and shared with everyone on your team. Discipline number two is act on the lead measures. This means that once you have your WIG identified, then you spend time asking what measures in your business will be leading indicators that you're making progress towards your WIG. Don't get sidetracked by tracking lagging measures or things that don't directly influence the WIG. Setting the right measures is all about helping everyone on your team see themselves as strategic business partners as they begin tracking and measuring progress on the measures that truly matter to the WIG. Discipline number three is keeping a compelling scorecard. Just like in a ball game, if we want to win at business, everyone needs to know the score at all times. So creating a compelling scorecard or scoreboard will help everyone in the business keep focused on whether you're winning or losing. I particularly like the idea of allowing the individual teams in your business to create their own scoreboards. Rather than being handed the measures, it allows them and requires them to get all in and participate fully in the accomplishment of the WIG. Allow your team members to be creative with their scoreboards. Let them own them and watch how much effort they put into making sure the results are positive and impactful. And lastly, discipline number four is creating a cadence of accountability. This is all about setting the weekly rhythm for each of your teams to report on the progress they've made in their area of focus towards the WIG. This is not about you reporting on the progress, but rather your team reporting on what they've done to move the business forward towards the WIG. Done right, this is where the true differentiation occurs between someone being accountable and someone taking ownership. Your job as the business owner is to set the WIG, help them define the lead measures, and establish the weekly accountability rhythm. The team will create their scoreboards and report on their progress. Let them take ownership for their assigned roles. Expect them to step up and declare what they need to be successful. You simply support and encourage them. Let them do the rest. There you have it. Two solid resources to help you build a business on genuine ownership and accountability. I can assure you that if you adopt these concepts into your business, not only will your business results improve, but your enjoyment of the business will go through the roof. So your assignment this week is to buy and read or listen to these two books, Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink and The Four Disciplines of Execution by Sean Covey. I'm pretty certain that once you've read the books and understand the reasoning behind their concepts, you'll be anxious and excited to put these principles and practices in your business right away. If you have specific questions about how to get started, please do not hesitate to reach out and ask. But don't do it before you've read these books. I'd be glad to help you think through how to implement these concepts into your business so you can enjoy the benefits of a team that truly owns their role and responsibilities. Lastly, thanks for sharing this podcast with two or three of your business owner colleagues. They will know right away that you're well ahead of them when it comes to building a business that's profitable, sustainable, and fun to own. How cool is that? Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss involvement in the community. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would just like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.